Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 6. We are this far into the season. And if you want to play along with us on our pick segment, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram account at Fade Route Podcast. Click that link in bio and join us in our CBS Pick'em League, also entitled The Option. Last week, the lovely Rita Sanchez kicked our asses. 10 wins on the week. Nobody else was close. Nobody else was close. She has a commanding lead in the standings. And let's see if we can catch her a little bit, or she's just gonna put us in her dust. Thursday night, the 1-4 Broncos at the 4-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Broncos are open for business. Do you think this is the game that that sends everybody out the door in Denver?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't know. I mean, if you actually look, Russ has a pretty good passer rating, as bad as they are. He's actually having a decent year, but just not, you know, the defense is god-awful, so.
Yeah, well, Breece Hall made them look like Swiss cheese, so it's like they listen to us run the ball. Good job. Way to go, Hackett. Way to go. Sunday. We're back in London again. Why is this happening? The 3-2 Baltimore Ravens off a horrible loss to the Steelers take on the 2-3 Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Really?
Really? It's just the Ravens offense. I don't understand what the plan is. Like, I don't get it. Like, on the goal line, Lamar just throws a terrible fade route. It's like, why are we throwing a fade route? What happened to the dynamic option plays last year? Awful.
Well, those went out the door with the previous coordinator.
Guess so.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens just because the Titans are that bad. So I think that, you know, Lamar is going to have a game. Look out for Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews always seems to be the cure for what ails Lamar. So hit your tight end early, hit your tight end often, and they'll be more than okay. We're into the 1 o'clock hour already. The 2-3 Washington Commanders go into Hotlanta to take on the 3-2 Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, this was a tough one. You know, I don't understand why the Commies are playing so bad. Like, I don't understand they got blown out by the Bears. I gotta think they rebound. We want Commies.
I'm going with the Falcons. I think that Sam Howell is proving himself to be a turnover prone quarterback. Like, as good as his arm is, decision making is not there yet. And Desmond Ritter's no better. But I think that Bijan Robinson is going to be the key to victory for the Falcons in this one. The 1-4 Minnesota Vikings go into Soldier Field to take on the 1-4 Chicago Bears.
I gotta think the Vikings will win this game.
Oh, I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I'm taking the Bears. As brutal as they've been, Justin Fields is slinging the ball right now. I think you got to ride that hot hand. DJ Moore, it looks like they found something. I'm going to go with the Bears. Bears by 10. The 3-1 Seattle Seahawks come east to take on the 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
Last week was enough for you. You think they've righted the ship?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know who that guy was. Played like there was nothing wrong with his leg last week. I don't know.
It was the okie doke. It's been one big okie doke. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. I think it was an aberration. I need to see more from Mr. Burrow. I mean, Jamar Chase went off. You know, went off on his coach, demanded a trade. Next thing you know, he's, you know, torching people left and right. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. Narrowly. The 5-0 San Francisco 49ers also come east to take on the 2-2 Cleveland Browns.
Well, I kind of tipped it off early on, but I'm going with the Browns, man. Nobody's going undefeated. I got them winning there. I got them knocking off the 49ers this weekend.
Yeah, that would have been something if you went and took the freaking 49ers after the setup that you pulled. I'm going to go with the Niners. I don't think it's their time yet. I think they got at least one or two more in them before they go down. But again, defensive struggle, barely won by the Niners. The 3-2 Saints go into Houston to take on the 2-3 Houston Texans.
Saints.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara is back, baby. Alvin Kamara is back. And it's going to be a fight. CJ Stroud's got the Texans playing. He's got them going. But I think the Kamara factor is just too strong. The 3-2 Indianapolis Colts once again under the spell of Minshew Magic against Minshew's old team, the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3-2.
Jags.
I'm going Colts. The Jags have kind of been up and down this year. I think Minshew adds a different dimension to the Colts, and Jonathan Taylor's back. Zach Moss went nuts last week. Let's see if they can get Jonathan Taylor back into the fold here. If they do, Colts win pretty handily. The 0-5 Panthers at the 4-1 Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah. And not hard. This will not be a hard game at all. Panthers go to 0-6 and probably rethinking Bryce Young at this point. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 1-4 New England Patriots go into Allegiant Stadium to take on Josh McDaniels, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Myers, and the 2-3 Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Patriots West. Over under 7 points for the Patriots this week.
Under.
Ooh! Yikes! The 4-1 Detroit Lions go into Raymond James Stadium to take on the 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Indomitable Super Bowl.
I gotta believe that the Bucs will win this game with an extra week to prepare, so I'm going Bucs.
This is a surprising matchup. I didn't think the Bucs were going to be this good. That being said, I think the Lions are just a little bit better. I'm going to take the Lions on the road. The 1-4 Cardinals at the 2-3 Rams.
LA.
Yeah. Stafford to Kupp. Nakua's been so impressive. They traded Van Jefferson to the Falcons. So, yeah. Rams are going to beat that ass. The 5-0 Eagles go into MetLife to take on the 2-3 J-E-T-S. Jets.
Eagles.
Yeah. It's kind of hard not to imagine that. It's kind of hard. They did, you know, establish the run. Breece Hall looked like a stud last week. Zach Wilson with that killer pick with to Patrick Surtain, that thigh master pick. They're facing much better competition. Eagles are going to steamroll the Jets. Your Sunday night special, the 1-4 New York football Giants go into Orchard Park to take on the 3-2 Buffalo Bills.
Bills?
See, I'm worried. I'm worried. Because I go back to week one, right? The Bills have already laid an egg like this year, right? Prime time against the Jets. That scares me if I'm a Bills supporter. I still don't know if Daniel Jones is going to play. Not that that matters for the Giants. No. I'm going to take the Bills narrowly, but I am very nervous that they'll play down to their competition. And your Monday night delight, the 3-2 Dallas Cowboys, fresh off of that beatdown in San Francisco, go into SoFi to take on the 2-2 Los Angeles Chargers.
Cowboys.
Interesting. It's a get right game. I'm going with the Chargers. I think that Herbert's going to have a day, and they're going to do just enough to frustrate Dak, and he's going to throw probably two or three more picks. Because that's what Dak does now. Give it a couple weeks, we'll find out that finger he hurt is actually broken. But teams on a bye, the Packers and the Steelers. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.